several of the leaves or whatever you've got mm-hmm. left over from the lettuce patch that needs to be eaten this week, is to put all that in a stock pot, cover it with water, and put it on simmer on your cooktop, and just simmer that for about an hour. Drain that out and through a colander and take that juice, which is full of nutrients and vitamins and things that are going to sustain our life later on in the winter when we need this food, and freeze it for later. So this is the time when we're beginning to stock up our pantries and our freezers for the winter food supply.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good not to lose that.
Okay, and well, do you take that out to the chickens then or the compost pile?
Well, I've got chickens. I bypass the compost pile by going directly to my chicken house, and they eat it up, and whatever they don't eat gets spilled around and moved around and then eventually back out to the garden. And just to continue on the idea of the greens, so lots of this lettuce is coming out. I take that opportunity as well to reseed my lettuce patch. I'm always seeding every 2 weeks or so with new lettuce seed, and that'll give me new yummy lettuce throughout the entire summer. So I don't want to miss any opportunities I have to keep reseeding those greens and have more for later.
Okay, well, that was my next question. With starting to see some new spaces in the garden, what else can we be putting in?
Well, you know, it's good to check your seed racks or your seed packets or whatever, and just take a little note on those about the days to maturity. I was looking the other day, and I've got a row that I had harvested my spinach, mm-hmm. and it's empty, and it's got room for something else. I'm going to till some compost in there just with my fork, and then I'm going to seed some carrots. I looked at my seed packet, and it's 56 days. I've got plenty of time to seed another row or two of carrots, and I can always use carrots.
No.